You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Health Minister, Dr. Joe Pasler, says there is over 2,000 unclaimed bodies in government mortuaries countrywide. The minister was responding to a more parliamentary question. Now, he says the bodies are in the country's six provinces, with KwaZulu-Natal having the highest number of unclaimed bodies. To discuss this further, we joined on the line by the Chief Director for Hospital Services in the Health Department, Dr. Relenochile Cha. A very good morning to you, Doctor, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Doctor, what are some of the main reasons behind these unclaimed bodies piling up in our government mortuaries?
Well, the main reason really is that families are not coming to claim the bodies of their loved ones. And we can take it that perhaps some of them don't know that their loved ones have died or passed away, and therefore they are not, they don't have an idea to come and check for them. But that's the main reason that the families are not coming through to identify them. And I think the second one is that on our side, challenges with identifying them is that when the bodies come through, majority of them don't have any form of identification on them. So it makes it the process of identification very difficult on our side.
So how long have some of these bodies remained unclaimed, and have some of these bodies, or some of them, you say, because there's a number of them that has not been identified?
So, I mean, the period varies in terms of storage. It varies. It can literally go from about 7 days to about a year or so that the bodies are remaining there. And I think the main reason is that in the identification process that we're trying to follow, does take a bit of a while because we have to include or involve SAPS in it, where they try to assist us with fingerprints. So that process of trying to identify them before we take them as proper burials does become a bit of a long period of identification that takes place.
So this is basically breaching the government policy, which states that a body should not stay in the mortuary for more than 30 days.
No, certainly it does breach the regulations that we currently have. And as I've indicated that, you know, ideally we don't want to bury anybody as a pauper. So we do try by all means to check all the other avenues that are available to us to try and identify the bodies. Mm-hmm. Hence the period also sort of varies.
So what happens then to the unclaimed bodies once the period lapses? Do you still continue with the investigation, or what happens thereafter?
Yes, so investigations still do continue. Our regulations indicate that, you know, if a body has been in our storage for about 30 days and more, then we can start the process of proper burial. So for majority of those who have not been identified, unfortunately, they would end up as proper burial.
So how can one check if they have a next of kin in any of the mortuaries if you're not aware of where that body might be?
The first thing I would say is that they need to visit the mortuary, so even go to SAPS indicating their case, then they can be linked up with a forensic pathologist. So what happens is that when a body comes through our facilities, we do take a fingerprint of the deceased, and we do take a picture of the deceased. So at least those are the two main things that we have that can assist the families with identification. Then once the family members then come through to our facilities, we do also require for them to have some form of identification of themselves so that we can know who will be giving the body to, and also have the identification of the deceased so that we can then be able to verify that truly indeed it is the deceased.
And listen to ask if Marcus Eustace is one of those bodies. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Relenochile Cha, the Chief Director for Hospital Services in the Health Department.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.